It was the 2005 Masters in Augusta, Georgia. 15th hole, par 3. Tiger Woods had hit his ball right on the edge of the green. And it was a big green. And he's walking around, checking out the slopes and the angles. And you see him leaning down, walking around this big green. And I'm like, Tiger, the hole's right there. Would you just putt the ball? But he keeps walking around and surveying the green. And then he walks over and he starts taking these practice putts. And I'm like, watch, I'm going, Tiger, would you just putt the ball? The hole is right there. Finally, he puts the ball that away. And I'm watching the putt and I'm like, what? I could have done that. And I'm not even a professional golfer. But about the time I got done saying, what? Guess what that ball did? That ball started to turn and turn and turn and turn until it sat right on the edge of the cup. And the camera zoomed in on it, and you would have thought it was a Nike commercial because you saw a little swoosh right there on the ball. And it stopped right on the edge of the cup, and then guess what happened? It fell into the bottom of the cup. And Tiger's over there on the side doing that little celebration pump fist thing. And now I have a question for you. Do you think God can putt better than Tiger Woods? Because right over here, I see the finances I want. They're right there. There's an extra couple thousand, God. Right there. I see the health I want. I see the family relationships I want. Right there is the job I want. If you truly believe that God can putt better than Tiger Woods, then don't get mad at God when he starts putting you that away. And that's what was happening right here in the book of Jeremiah. The Babylonians had just attacked Jerusalem. They'd just kidnapped thousands of the Jews, taken them back to Babylon. And the Jewish people, they were confused. They're looking at God going, what? We thought we were your chosen people. Why are you putting us the wrong way? And God told him a real simple thing. He said, have some faith. And you might say, well, I've got a lot of faith. I know a lot of people that have a lot of faith. I'm going to tell you a story about a farmer named Farmer Brown. Farmer Brown had a lot of faith. He believed in God. He said, in all circumstances, God is going to save me. I'm never worried about God. And one day it started to rain on his farm. And it kept raining and raining and started to flood. And the water started rising up to his house. And so Farmer Brown, he's smart. He goes, I'm not running to the hills like all the rest of my neighbors. He goes, I'm going to stay here because God's going to save me. He got up on top of his roof. And the water kept rising. And at some point, a boat came by. And it said, Farmer Brown, jump on our boat with us because we're going to drive you off to safety. And Farmer Brown said, no thanks. God is going to save me. And he let the boat go on by. And now the water's rising even higher. It's all the way up to the top of his roof, and he's waiting on the very tip of his roof. And a helicopter's making one last swoop down through the farmlands. And they see Farmer Brown on the top of his roof, and they say, Farmer Brown, and they drop down a ladder. Get on the ladder, we're going to fly you off to safety. Farmer Brown said, no thanks. God is going to save me. Well, a few hours later, Farmer Brown drowned. And Farmer Brown is face to face with God in heaven. And he's mad. He's mad at God. He said, God, what? I thought you were going to save me. And God's kind of got a chuckle on his face. And he's looking at him. He goes, Farmer Brown, he goes, What do you think the boat and the helicopter were for? God wants us to have faith, but He also wants us to have an active faith. He wants us to do something with it, because if we just sit back and say, well, I've got all the faith in the world, I'm just going to sit here and receive from God. I'm going to sit at home and receive. You know a lot of people that are like that because they're home going, I don't need to go to church. I'm believing here at home. I'm believing on the golf course. Well, guess what happens if all you do is receive and you don't ever give back? You become greedy. You do. And you know what happens when you get too greedy? It's like the Dead Sea. Anybody know about the Dead Sea? Anybody know what grows in the Dead Sea? Nothing. Anybody know what lives in the Dead Sea? Nothing. Plants can't live. Fish can't live. You can't even sail in the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea receives and never gives. There's no outlets. The main contributor to the Dead Sea is the Jordan River. The Jordan River is given constantly to the Dead Sea. And once it gets to the Dead Sea, guess what happens to it? Everything dies. There's plenty of fish, plenty of plants, plenty of everything in the Jordan River. The Jordan River receives from the Sea of Galilee and freely gives to the Dead Sea. But the Dead Sea doesn't give, and it holds on to it. And if we hold on to it and we don't give back, then we turn into the Dead Sea and our faith will dry up and die. So have faith, but have an active faith. God wants us to be active. God wants us to be persistent. He wants us to be consistent in our faith. And that reminds me of gardening. Anybody like to garden? Any gardeners in here? Now, I don't know if you like to garden. I've tried, and I'm not very good at it. My thumbs, I've just realized, are red, not green. And if you go out, and let's say you wanted to plant a bamboo tree. Now, I went and researched plants. I'll say I'm not a very good gardener, so I want to go research the fastest growing plant around. And I went on the web, and I went to Wikipedia, and I found that the fastest growing plant on the planet Earth is the bamboo plant. The bamboo plant has been recorded at growing up to 3 feet in a day. And I said, that's the kind of plant I want to grow. So if you were to go get some bamboo seeds and you were to plant them, and you were to water that bamboo tree, you watered those seeds, you fertilized those seeds, you nurture those seeds, and you come back after a year, you're going, I'm ready for the bamboo tree. Guess what you got? You get a little 2-inch sprout. After a year of watering and nurturing and taking care of that little plant, you got this little 2-inch sprout, and you're going, what? That's the theme through this sermon. You say, I thought you were the fastest growing plant in the world. That's why I planted you. Would you grow already? I love it when those gardeners start talking to their plants. You know, like it's going to do something. We grow already, you start getting upset with this plant. And so you go, okay, got to have some patience, got to have some faith. So I'm going to keep watering this plant, I'm going to keep fertilizing this plant, I'm going to keep nurturing this plant. And so you do that in years 2 and years 3. So we're 3 years into this little plant, and you're I'm ready for my bamboo plant. It's going to be 90 feet tall, because that's how tall they get. I'm ready for it. You go out to the backyard. It's 2 inches. It's still a little sprout. And now you're starting to get, okay, let's try a different tactic. Hey, bamboo. How you doing? I know you're going to grow. You want to grow big and strong, don't you? I know you do. I don't know if you knew this, but you're the tallest plant in the world and the fastest plant. You can grow 3 feet in a day. I don't know if you knew that. So we start getting real cuddly with it. And guess what that does? Nothing. It's still 2 inches tall. So I mean, now, okay, I'm just going to keep watering. I'm going to keep fertilizing. I'm going to keep nurturing this plant. And I'm all the way through 4 years of taking care of this little plant. And I'm about ready to give up. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pluck you from the land of the living if you don't start to grow already. I'm frustrated with you. And about the time you put your watering can down, And about the time you stop fertilizing and stop nurturing and stop caring for that little sprout, guess what happens? That little sprout starts to grow and grow and grow and grow until it's 90 feet tall. In 1 year, that thing just sprouted up 90 feet tall. Wow. Now that's what I've been waiting for. Now, did it sprout 90 feet in 1 year? Or 90 feet in 5 years? I'm going to help you with the tough ones. That's 5 years. Thank you. In the front row. Thank you. It took 5 years. Because what would have happened at any point in time? You would have stopped watering, stopped nurturing, stopped fertilizing. I'm going to keep helping you with the tough ones. It would die. It would die. And isn't that story a lot like our faith? I mean, we plant the seeds of our faith. And in the first year, we're excited. We're new to God, and we love God, and we're coming to church, and we're giving, and we got a little sprout. And you know why we get a little sprout? Because God wants to tell us, I'm here. Don't forget about me. I haven't given up on you. I am here. I'm in your life. Keep watering me. Keep fertilizing me. Keep nurturing our relationship. And in the second year and the third year and the fourth year, two very important things are happening. You might think nothing's happening, but something's happening. Anybody know what's happening? The roots growing. The root in that little sprout is taking hold in the ground. Because in order for a bamboo tree to go 90 feet tall, it has to have a foundation that can support it. I got a lot of answers over here. In the back of the room, does anybody know what the tallest building in the United States is? Sears Tower. The Sears Tower in Chicago, Illinois, is the tallest building in the United States. It's 1,454 feet tall. That's a big old building. Now, the foundation of the Sears Tower has a foundation unlike any other building in the United States. Because in order to support a building that is going to go up 1,454 feet, they had to go down 100 feet. Now, for you Round Rockians that are here, to put that into perspective, that's 10 stories down, which is twice as big as the tallest building in Round Rock. So they had to go down 10 stories, and they had to pour a whole bunch of cement into that hole, exactly 2 million cubic feet of cement. And that's the equivalent, if those of you who like I-30 and 45, and you see all the cement into the toll roads, that's the equivalent of an 8-lane highway 5 miles long. That's how much cement they dumped into this hole. But that's what the Sears Tower needs in order for it to go up as high as it went up. So if you start thinking, it's been a long time since my sprout's grown. God promised me that I could grow 3 feet in a day. He promised me in the Bible that I would be 90 feet tall. But it doesn't look like nothing's happening. Something might be happening. In order for you to go up taller, you need a strong foundation. And so if it's taking a little longer than you thought, that's a good thing. Because God is building a strong foundation for your future. You should be happy about that. What's the other big thing that's happening when it looks like nothing's happening? We got a foundation that's being built, but you know what else? The devil comes over to you. And in year 2, 3, and 4, he's whispering in your ear. It ain't going to grow. Your finances ain't going to get any better. That's the devil accent. Your family relationships ain't going to get any better. Your job ain't going to get any better. Why don't you just quit? Put the watering can down, stop fertilizing, stop nurturing, and quit. Why does the devil want you to quit in years 2, 3, and 4? What do you think? He does not want you to know God. He knows in year 5 that God is going to give and give and give and give until your cup overflows. He knows it. And so he wants you to quit. Give up. So just when any of those tough times are hitting your life, just think of those two things. Think about the foundation that God built in your life. And think about the devil trying to get you to quit. And just for this, just to spite the devil, you say, I'm not quitting. I don't care how bad it gets, I'm not quitting, just to spite the devil. Because I also know that God's building me a strong foundation. Now, quick question. This, I need you to participate in this one. How many people read the newspaper every day? Got some newspaper readers in here. Got quite a few people. Do you believe everything you read in the newspaper? I got a lot of laughs. Got a lot of people shaking their head. Now, you don't have to raise your hand for this next question, but how many people read the Bible every day? You don't have to raise your hand. Now, but for everybody, how many people believe what the Bible says to be true? Got a lot of yeses on that one. So, I'm not picking on, I'm not pointing on anybody, but I found it interesting that more people raised their hand when they said they read the newspaper every day than they said they read the Bible every day. And yet, you don't believe everything you read in the Bible, and you do believe... Sorry, other way around. You don't believe everything that you read in the paper, and you do believe everything you read in the Bible, and yet you spend more time reading the newspaper than we do the Bible. Because in the Bible, God promises us so many things. You'll see in John 14, he tells us not to let our hearts be troubled. He tells us to put our faith in God. And when we do that, God promises us that our bamboo tree can grow 90 feet. That in a given day, it can grow 3 feet. He promises us that although the green might look big and that it looks like right there is where I want to be, that we can put our trust in him. The end of this story in Jeremiah, the verse we didn't read, which was verse 14, it says, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will not bring you back, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. God has a plan for your life. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And when it looks like God's putting you the wrong way, don't forget, God is a better putter than Tiger Woods. And don't give up on God. When it looks like nothing's happening, something's happening. God's building that foundation for your future. God wants us to call upon him. He wants us to pray to him. He wants us to seek him with all his heart. Because when we do, God promises us to take our lives, and he said he'll take our life and he'll turn it, and turn it, and turn it, and turn it, and turn it, until he puts us into the perfect place with the perfect people at the perfect time to fulfill the predefined plan that he has for each and every one of our lives. And let God's people together say, amen. Amen.
It's called the Magdalena House, and for some, it is seen as salvation.
It brings a lot of
teary eyes, at times, not because we're sad, it's because we're happy.
The house was the dream of Denise Barker, a victim of abuse herself. Volunteers made it a reality in May 2007.
And I know that what it means to not feel good about yourself and to not feel worthy and to not feel